Everybody, well, this is our Friday Creation Lightship Healing Program. And the date today is June 3rd, 2016. And so we'll just start it off with clearing the date. Here we go, releasing these energies. If you're attracted to them somehow or hooked up some way. So here we go. One, two, oh boy, some people are. Three, four, and five. I don't normally yawn right off the get-go, but here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's bring up, we'll change the order. We'll bring the light beams up here. So get the light beams up, everybody, on your monitor screen or screens. And here we go. Bringing in more peace energy into your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, that's strange to yawn some more here, okay? But anyway, let's move on here. Now, let's clear away an incident that you're having or situation. Think of it right now. Here we go. So, releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. That's a little better. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll see if our co-host Anna's out there. Are you out there tonight and somewhere in BBS Radio Land in the Beyondo? Or maybe you're just here somewhere, not in the Beyondo.
Hi, Ron. Well, I believe that I'm only here in this body, on this earth, at this time. And that's where we all want to be, right? So,
very good.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for, as always, a wonderful entity clearing removal call today. And if you're not aware, Ron does these wonderful healing calls every weekday, Tuesday through Friday, and there's information about that on his website. And his website is creationlightship.com. You can contact this radio show by writing an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or clicking on the fast chat button. If you want to reach Ron directly, you send an email to creationlightship@yahoo.com. And we have a lot of emails and a lot of things to talk about today. Ron, I was wondering if you'd like to check and if it's necessary to maybe clear some aliens out of everybody's spaces?
Yeah, we can do that. So here we go, everybody. Releasing aliens around you. Maybe up in your ceiling or in your body. Hopefully not, but here we go. I'll count to 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, everybody, you should feel a little different, hopefully. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. I'll try to make this announcement again before the show ends, but very important, very special healing call is coming up on June 27th. It's called the Body Organ Restoration Call. It's going to be after our Monday radio show. That's June 27th, a Monday. That's a little unusual because usually Ron does these things, the special healing calls on Saturday, but this one is going to be Monday, June 27th at 5:15 Pacific Standard Time. And the other announcement, which is also very wonderful and special, so many people, Ron, and we have even more, four or five more people have written in since the last we told you about it, that people would love you to do another Android hardware removal call. So Ron is definitely now going to do that on June 18th. That call is the Saturday again. It's once again, same as last time, starts at 10 a.m. It'll go about 2.5 hours till 12:30. That is a $30 donation to Ron, and how you do that is you go to his website and click on the donate button that's on the left-hand side on the bottom, and you pay a donation through PayPal and send Ron your email receipt, and then he will send you the phone number. We'll talk about this probably every show between now and then to remind everybody, but you don't really need to send your receipt in until a couple of days. You can pay any time you want, but you don't need to send it in really till a day or two before the actual call. But I know a lot of people are looking forward to that, Ron, and are grateful that you're going to be doing that again for us. Did you get a lot of emails, too, about people that wanted you to redo the Android?
A lot of people just maybe have known they had situations going on in their bodies, couldn't put their finger on it, or they had something that was a long-standing situation or something, or a cramp in their shoulder or something like that, that they thought they had to live with, and then all of a sudden they got released. And so it's everybody, I think, just really enjoys that call, or any of those ones that I've been doing. But the alien one, the hardware is way out of the box, so, you know, I'm sure you're probably going to tell your neighbors about it. You know, they may not understand, but, you know. And plus, they could already be cloned out anyway, so it wouldn't make any difference. So we just want real people here. So,
mm-hmm.
And we will work with clones if they want to come on. Because clones could have their own problems. Maybe they got created with a defect or something. So maybe we can help out their alien hardware if they're leaking or something. So back to you.
Okay. We have a couple of questions tonight, Ron, about timeline crashes. And I was wondering if you could talk about this in light of the fact that, you know, we probably have some new listeners, as we always do this time of year. Somebody wrote in an email that I actually answered already just about how factually, you know, clerical, I don't know how to put it, to just how to fill out the timeline crash, and I answered that. But someone actually asked, you know, what do you timeline crash? What are you supposed to put in there? How specific are you supposed to be? So could you talk a little bit about timeline crashes for the new people?
Yeah, it's just a situation that you're dealing with. So normally you're put on timelines only because you're reacting and responding to duality, actually. So you're very happy, you're very sad, you're in a lot of pain maybe. Remember, you're not always in that state of maybe suffering or extreme joy. So if you're just neutral, then you're not going to really be on a lot of timelines. But because of living life here on this planet, which we call a prison planet, the aliens have come in here and caused situations to happen to your DNA. And because you're having difficulties with something or, you know, some situation happens, as you respond to that, that's the whole thing. So you're responding to a situation. Let's just say that you went out and you bought a brand new maybe shirt or blouse or something, right? And, you know, one of a kind thing, and it maybe cost you, say, $200, we'll say. I mean, that would be a lot of money. Anyway, but from there, you got this, and you went out to eat, and lo and behold, had a nice big plate of spaghetti in front of you or something, and somebody did something, and the whole plate fell on your brand new expensive shirt or blouse, and right now it's ruined, we'll say. So right away, you're going to be upset with how that happened, whether it's somebody else who did it to you or you did it yourself. Regardless, you're probably going to be upset. Well, right away, once you're upset, Then, lo and behold, the aliens copy and paste you onto timelines, because now you're, you know, emoting, we'll say, emotions, and they're coming out of your body because you're upset. Or maybe you start crying or something, and that's, you know, another situation. They catch on to that, too. So all of a sudden, you know, you're on all these timelines because they can steal the energy from you. They just copy and paste you, and you're there living physically on these timelines. You could be on 500 to 1,000 of them. So now what do you put in the box? Because you know that you had a bad situation. You're upset with yourself or somebody else. You think about it, and you get even more, you know, maybe angry or something, which means you're going to be on more timelines because you're doing that to yourself. So what do you put in that box? Put in that, you know, the spaghetti plate, you know, incident. But that's all that you need, something very simple. Ruining your clothes because of the spaghetti plate or food on you or something. Just keep it very, very simple. And then from there, do timeline crashes on it. And the more you're involved with it, the more angry you are, or maybe the more happier you are. It's the same thing. Energy is energy. You know, the net result is it's still going to be energy whether you think it's positive or negative. And that's how they get your energy. So the happier you are, the more they're going to take you as just being more, maybe a little happy, or just being a little sad or a lot sad. Or angry, it's all the same stuff. How much are you emitting? And according to that is how many timelines they want to put you on. And so that's kind of the way it works. So just right into the box, you know, I spill spaghetti on my brand new shirt, something like that, and it's just very, very simple. You don't need a whole bunch of text. You know, you don't want to go into what time it happened or who did it and everything else. It's just that that's the event. So your event that happened or what happened to you or someone else that upset you, just write that in. And that's it. And then the timeline crash that. And then also after you get done doing maybe your 500 timeline crashes, then you want to probably do the upside-down timeline, which is the program that you were running to have that happen to you. And be running programs, and so you want to get rid of the program so it doesn't manifest again into a timeline in your future. So you get rid of that extra energy that's there that you really know nothing about, and you don't want to have it come up again. Instead of having it be spaghetti, you know, over you, maybe it's going to be maybe coffee or something like that, or it is something that may actually physically hurt you. It's the same scenario. You know, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much for that information. A next question, someone's asking, saying, rather, I receive many telepathic thoughts from different sources. How do I get rid of this, and do the light beings communicate telepathically when we do clearings or are on the light ship?
Well, you're talking to them physically some way on the light ship. And when you're on the light ship, you are in communication because you have to tell them what your problem is. They don't know what your problem is because you're perfect. And so you have to judge yourself to have a healing done to yourself. And you could be doing that quite a while. You could have something done to you where maybe your ankle's a little sore and they do some energy work on your ankle. Then you walk on the light ship and they say, well, how does that feel, you know, in a sense? And you go, well, it feels pretty good. It's, you know, 20% better. I need a little more. And then they'll work some more on you. Because remember, they have no real reference as to how far you want to go with the healing. They can pull off the DNA to where you're perfect. But they always ask you, you know, where it is. Now, some people, you know, don't want to have a healing. They only want a little bit of a healing. They don't want to have a 100% one because they have the belief system that no pain, no gain, and they need to figure out what happened to them. So they have that belief system that they need to suffer. So they may not have a healing all the way. But, you know, you are in communication. As far as connecting to a light being here, we'll say doing a clearing, I would imagine that could possibly happen. let's just say 1% of the time, but they are connected with you when you do the clearing, and you're writing in on most of the clearings automatically. You do the whole lifetime clearing, so there's really nothing to add to you or to that once you do the whole lifetime. Now, if you have the unlimited version, then you are going to write in a situation, but that's cleared instantly. And so, you know, if you have one incident, you know, 20 seconds, you're done, and that should be released from you. Well, hopefully that's helped you. As far as getting thoughts inside of your head, well, you know, maybe you have one of those thought generators in you. You know, maybe we could try to work on that on the call coming up on the 18th. Maybe somebody could write that down, and maybe we can, you know, do that. Maybe you have a special device hooked into your head which keeps bringing you repetitive thoughts. And, you know, one of those malfunctioning alien hardware devices or something, you know. And maybe it's not working right. It keeps doing the mind looping on you. But typically you shouldn't have any thoughts. That's why I say you want to do the mind to heart drop to get rid of the thoughts that you're having so you can be at peace. When you do get a thought, normally it's not going to be peaceful because all the thoughts you have are created in the alien language, alien mind control programs, and it's all duality. So just think of any thought that you've had, and there's always you know, the opposite to it. Even like, do I need to go out and do something right now? Well, the opposite would be you're not going to do anything right now. So whatever it is, there's always the duality in there, and then it's also, you know, how far out is that energy going to take you as far as those thoughts? You know, if you get a thought of maybe having an ice cream cone, well, then now you have to think where you want to go to have an ice cream cone. Maybe there's an alien in you who wants to have the ice cream, okay? So all of a sudden, now you have to judge and think of a place that has ice cream. So you're going to be going through your judgment mode. Well, this one here wasn't good last time, and this one was better. Or, no, maybe I want to get, you know, a container of ice cream at the grocery store. No, I don't want to do that. I want to go over here and get this one instead. You know, so you have all these things that you're evaluating, which is judgment. It could be discernment in a way, too, but, you know, if you're far enough along on it, but you're still using duality to make a decision. So back to you.
Okay. I'm going to move on to sort of a similar question, but it's a little different. How do you clear someone that's attached to you, sucks your energy, practitioners you, and always brings you their problems? I don't know what to do if and when they put me on their timelines or give me their emotions.
Don't answer the phone. Don't connect with them. So you're choosing to connect with that person. You know? So remember, a lot of the people who have done a lot of clearings and don't want to get contaminated over again, okay, because they've already probably put, you know, we have listeners who've probably been on for maybe 10 years listening. But we'll just say that you're kind of a newbie for maybe, you know, 2 years, and you had maybe half a dozen clearings that you've done so far, and you feel much better. And now you know you don't want to get stuck in the old drama trauma where you were a couple years ago, so the people should be dropping out of your life because you don't want to connect with them to have these problems. They will give you problems, and they don't like you being, you know, cleared out. Especially the aliens don't like that, so they're going to send them to you. And so, you know, just, you know, is that person the handler that you're dealing with? Maybe it's the handler of yours. You have to fire the handler, you know. But you can always do a clearing on them to let them, you know, be less emotional maybe. But basically, you have to, you know, love yourself enough to not connect to people that dump on you. That's the bottom line. I don't want to use the word love, but you need to respect your body temple, okay? Because your body temple will take those hits. And so when that phone rings and you see it's Aunt Mabel, and every time she's called you in the past, there's a problem, and you're the problem solver. What's on your psychic billboard? You like solving problems, so she's calling you. You know, don't answer the phone. Oh, that's one way to look at it. Or do a clearing for them, so they could maybe be a little more peaceful. So when you do communicate with them, they're not going to dump on you all this stuff. So back to you.
Right. Okay. That's really terrific. I know there's someone in my life that really drove me crazy, and I realized I had to take responsibility, as you said. And now I just look at this person and say, oh, I'm so delighted I'm not on those timelines. You know, I'm sorry for her, but, you know, my timeline.
I think some people somehow... they think because they did a clearing one time that they're fixed and they can go in and, you know, go into, you know, the highway to hell again, and the clearing is going to work for them and they could be fine. Well, no, you got to get the unlimited version, but you need to have enough, you know, respect and honor your body temple. Just because you had a clearing, one clearing, doesn't mean that these people are going to be out of your life forever. They can still hook up you, you know, and cord you and do whatever. Because you're allowing it. You're just a little more aware of what they're doing after the clearing, but it's up to you to take responsibility. That's the whole thing. So don't think because you had one or two, or even let's say you had a dozen clearings, that you can go out now and do whatever you want to do and have people, you know, cord you and dump on you, and that you're perfectly fine, that nothing's going to happen to you. Because, no, that's wrong. The clearing, once you had the clearing is over and stopped. For what you cleared, it works in your past. It doesn't work in your future. So don't go out there, you know, like you think you're Superman or something or Superwoman because you had a bunch of clearings and you know you're going to set the world on fire and get people upset with you or angry or whatever, thinking that the clearing that you had is going to protect you, because they will not. Oh, back to you.
Okay. I believe it was either on the Monday show or the Wednesday show, you spoke a bit about the media clearing that you have on your website. And a listener wrote in something, a very interesting suggestion. Thank you, listener. And I'm curious, too, to hear what you have to say about this, Ron. For the sounds of war, I think someone asked how to clear sounds of things. For sounds of war, watch a movie, then do the media clearing. What do you think of that idea, Ron?
Yeah, that could probably work. Yeah, you want to activate where your problems are. That's why I say to people, they go, well, I don't know what my problem is, Ron. You know, am I really emotional? What's, you know, well, ask your friends. And so watching something, see where you react and how your body responds to it. But you got to remember, your body is not your mind, okay? And so your body is what you're trying to heal. The mind, you know, will probably never get healed because the mind is always active and controlled by alien programs. So if you didn't hear me, the mind is always active and the alien programs come in through your mind. That's why I say don't think. Get into the present moment. I hope you all understand this here. But what's taking the hit is your physical body when these things occur. So you need to not think, so your body can be, you know, more in peace, and you can start healing your body. Otherwise, you're going to be taking all these, you know, energetic hits from everything around you because you're thinking, and then you're on timelines. So that's sort of, you know, how you have to look at life. You know, where are you, you know? But, you know, if you don't know where you are, ask your friends. I'm sure they would tell you, you know, and watch a movie, you know. You know, the media clearings can get that incident off of you, a Band-Aid, okay? It's just strictly a Band-Aid clearing. It'll take the one incident off like I do on the shows here, clearing one thing from you. But if it's deeply ingrained in you and, you watch a show and you cry or your body jumps, you cover your eyes, you know, during some scene, well, that means you have that with you. Your body, genetics, somehow your ancestors experienced that. Means now it's with you, and that is what you're going to be experiencing, typically. Not always, but typically. But regardless, it's blocked energy because you're reacting to it, so you want to get it out of you. Your spirit's not there. So if your spirit's not there because you're crying, then you need to find out what it is to get your spirit back. What happened to the people in the movie, you know? Because you're relating to it, so you're there just like they are. And then the aliens will put you on that same movie. Instead of you seeing the person, you know, having a situation in the movie, now you're switched in and they're switched out, and now you're in that movie. So movies are good to find out where you react and what your reaction is. Well, what you should be is just watching something, and it doesn't matter what happens. You're just watching the scenery. It doesn't matter if something really horrific happens or something. You know, the Chainsaw Massacre or something. You know, it's just, oh, okay, well, that's all right. You know, that's the way you should be. If you react to that and, you know, you see arms flying off or something and you go, oh, boy, that's really bad, you know, and hope that never happens to me. Well, that has happened to you. So now you got to get it released from you. Something similar has happened. Your body's responding. So that's the whole thing. You want to be non-reactive like a baby. So back to you.
Okay. On the same subject of clearing things, somebody wrote in, for the sounds of war, use the harmonic frequency clearing. That sounds like another great suggestion.
That sounds very good. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know if you could put on the harmonic frequencies clearing while you were watching the movie. I wonder how that would be.
I don't see why not. That might be a good idea. And maybe also do that clearing, you know, when you're doing the timeline crashing, too. It's all the harmonics that get you. It's how the aliens attack you, because source energy is even harmonics, and our harmonics are the darkness. So, you know, that's why you want to get rid of the odd harmonics, which is causing your body to decay and die. This is all body stuff. Your spirit goes along for the ride, so, you know, whatever is going on with you, your spirit has that too. And when your body dies, it also will have everything that you experience in this lifetime, and the death of your body will be actually, I won't say the death of your spirit, but, you know, it is eternal, but it's going to be contaminated with whatever you died from. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And somebody wrote in, sign me up for all the extra clearings Ron does. Thank you. So thank you, listeners. They just want to thank you for all the extra things that you've been doing for us lately and let you know that they're appreciated. I was wondering, Ron, is there a sample of some sort we could do on the show? You said before you were talking about ice cream, like maybe something in you, you know, making you want an ice cream. So I was wondering if maybe we could think of something that isn't good for us that we tend to want to have, and we could clear that or something.
Okay, yeah, well, think of one of those things that you used to eat that might have been really delicious and scrumptious and tasted great, but now you realize that it wasn't very good at all. So think of what you used to eat, we'll say, a long time ago, and I'll just clear that energy off of you. We'll just say the last time you had that, and you can see how your body feels. Here we go. So releasing what you're thinking about. One thought, one program. Remember, they didn't give you programs that you're thinking. So here we go, releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And now look at it and see if your mouth is still watering. You know, maybe you're going to feel like, well, I need another one of those. So here we go. Another one. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll do one more here of the same particular food substance. One, two, three, four, and five. Boy, this is pretty strong for some people. Man, here we go. Pickled pig's feet, right? One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So everybody, you should feel a little better. So back to you.
How did you know I was just craving pickled pig's feet? Darn it. I'll have to throw them out. Thanks for doing that. Okay, another question. What do you think we can do to fix electronics? For instance, if we spill water on our laptop, can we use a healing to fix it?
Oh, boy. I don't know what to say on that one. Naturally, it has to dry out first, you know? So I can't really say that would work or not, okay? But it's possible that maybe you are living, you know, on a timeline, which, remember, you're not here. You know, you're switched out every 10 minutes. So you could be on a timeline that's not in the now where you maybe spilled your coffee on your keyboard, okay? And now your real computer is on the now timeline, and you didn't spill any coffee on it. In fact, maybe you don't even like coffee on the real timeline, okay, in the now. But on the other ones, the aliens gave you coffee. So now you're addicted to coffee on those timelines. So if you get back here in the now, very possibly your real computer and the real you may not have any problems. So I could say that. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, here's a testimonial. I've done many clearings, calls, and radio shows for the past 5 years. According to Ron, I am here for 70,000 years. I know you, when you meet people at the expos, Ron, you sometimes let them know how many years they've been on the planet. It's usually quite shocking. I'm 64 years old. Maybe that's why I have had to use Ron's vacuum cleaner so often. Nevertheless, I feel very good, physically and otherwise. Last week, I experienced a whole day living in the light, so to speak. What a blessing. Perceived sometimes as being cold by others, plus my own fear of emotionlessness, prevented me earlier from doing the whole life emotional clearing. I think they mean having it unlimited. Please take note. This is the person that wrote in about the rejection clearing. And it's not on the website. So, you know, I know you talked about that part already on the Wednesday show. But that's interesting that I believe what this person means is they did the emotional healing, but then they didn't do it for whole life. And how important it is to do that, which is basically what you were just saying.
I have had a few people, you know, over the years, they'll look at the clearing, and they'll just think they can get the unlimited and type in one incident as they have a problem. Well, that's another Band-Aid thing, you know. So they think they can save a lot of money just by only paying $50 to get the unlimited and not doing their whole lifetime. It will clear one incident away from you, but it's not going to, you know, it's another Band-Aid. Remember, that's what that's on there for. The unlimited is the Band-Aid to get rid of a current new thing. The whole lifetime clearing clears your history or her story, okay? So you want to get rid of your past, which is what the whole lifetime clearing does. And so, you know, and then I have had one person, I said, well, I did the emotional clearing, and I remember seeing something came through, maybe this was about a year ago, and it was from a person, maybe the same person, but it was for $5 for a whole lifetime emotional clearing. Well, normally that'd be for like a baby. But I didn't think much of it until somebody said, oh, yeah, I just did 1 year. You know? And, well, hello. You know? So anyway, you have to do your whole lifetime clearing to get the stuff out of you so it's not going to recycle. And then, remember, when they recycle, that's when you get on timelines. So you want to get rid of the T-shirt. understand that you're very emotional and you love being on timelines. So you do the emotional clearing and all of a sudden you become peaceful. Not like a robot, but peaceful. And at that point, then you're having a better life. The whole thing is to have a better life. That's what it's going to do for you. And then if you feel stuff happening, you know, you get a phone call or maybe you deal with something daily where there's people who have problems, then you get on right after somebody calls you, you know, with their story about how they're canary sick or something, then you get on there and you clear that energy from that person who courted you. Because they're dumping their load on you. And now you're in the reality that they're in. They drug you onto their timeline, and now you're living their timeline, which you really don't want to live, but they dumped it on you and sacrificed you and brought you into it, not knowing that it could harm you. So, back to you.
Okay. Some other really helpful questions, Ron. I think this is especially good for new people. How would the light being know to heal you specifically when there are so many people in the world with the same name? Do they pick up on your energy? What if you request a healing for someone else? How do they know to heal that person? Thank you.
Everything goes through me first. And so I automatically know once you pay for that where it's going. So don't worry about it.
I remember you were describing the alien, I think it's called Animals to Light, you know, alien and animal beings to light. And you said at the when you put in what you want cleared, like, let's say you saw an animal hit by a car or something, and you don't know the animal, of course, and you don't know that animal's name. But when you're putting that in, the light being on the screen connects to your energy and knows exactly what you're talking about. Is that a fair description?
That is correct, uh-huh.
Okay. So we can rest assured we can always we're always getting our healings done. So we have a testimonial, Ron, from the shackle relief call that you did a while back, and that was also a wonderful experience. This person wrote in, today's call was very, very helpful. I noticed since the call that my body feels calm, whole, and at peace. It's true what Ron says, that it is a bit hard to put into words what changed because the healings are 100% and leave no residue. I do know that the results I am receiving are exactly what I need.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, what happens is if you're new to the program, all the clearings, the healings, whatever word you want to use, the deprogramming of programs, once you're taken away, what's left there in that space is peace. So your spirit's there automatically. And so now, how do you find a problem in peace? When you do the mind to heart drop, you become peaceful. So you don't have any problems, okay? And that's the way it is when you do a clearing. It's that stuff that you're dealing with, those programs, or a program is taken out of you, and what's in there is peace. And sometimes it's hard for people to understand that because it's on the computer and it happens instantly. And they're used to doing something that could take months to do to solve the same thing. It's much like at some of the expos, I've seen the people with that e-meter. And there's different groups. I don't know if it's all the same one. But they have a little e-meter, you know, you put your hands on two probes, I guess, and they ask you questions or something or other, and whatever you think about something, and the meter goes up because of galvanic skin resistance. You know, the more upset you get, you have less resistance in your body. So the little meter, the ohm meter, which it probably actually is, like, just goes up, and all of a sudden, you know, it has a reading. So, you know, if you become non-reactive, then all of a sudden you're not emoting emotions because your body's probably heating itself up. You know, remember the old cartoons, somebody gets really upset. one thing I can remember vaguely is watching Popeye or something like that, you know, cartoons, and somebody would get really upset, and you'd see their face turning red, and then you see, like, steam coming out of their ears, you know. Remember those days, Ann?
Yes. That was always
so
funny.
So anyway, that's kind of what happened. So naturally, your body is heating itself up to protect itself, you know. So back to you.
Okay. I was wondering if we could do, you know, another sample healing for people. You'd been doing some planet clearings. I don't know if that's appropriate. Are we having any, are we particularly attached to by some planets? I know the planet of the day for Friday is Venus. Would that be a good thing to do?
I could do that, sure. So here we go, releasing the energies for Venus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that's the front side of Venus. We'll do the back side. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Something occurred. I think I got a notified yesterday, I believe. Something occurred in Phoenix, Arizona. I think about 4 a.m. or something on the, and it was on, I guess, the Phoenix TV station, Channel 12, somebody said. And something fell out of the sky. It was really, really bright. So I'm just wondering if anybody relates to that. Because it could be something, which I don't know. I'm not saying it is, but maybe it was something that maybe one of the alien ships got hit. And it crashed, you know, down to Earth, I don't know, you know, from the battle that's been going on. So there's still things pretty hot out there, so maybe that's what it could be. I don't know. I'll just let you people look and see if you get any information if you wanted to check that out. But Phoenix, Arizona, I think it was 4 a.m. in the morning. I believe it was yesterday. And it's Channel 12. I guess they had a picture of it or something. I don't know. I have not checked into it yet. But anyway, back to you.
Interesting. Well, it'll be great to, you know, to hear from people if anyone knows anything that's going on there. I know that, you know, a lot of people who are listeners get, you know, get a lot of insights into things, or, you know, maybe they'll just have read about it or heard about it. So on somebody wrote in to remind everyone that there is a judgment whole life clearing based on one of the conversations you were having on a past show. There's a whole life and there's seven generational clearings available for that. And that gave me the idea, could we have a sample of a clearing of a judgment that we've made?
Okay, so let's see here. Think of a judgment that you've made. I don't know what that would be, so you have to think of it yourself. Here we go. Maybe the judgment, maybe you're dealing with trading in your old car, and you bought a new one and found out that your old car was nicer than the new one, you know, or something like that. But anyway, or maybe you lent somebody some money or something with good intentions, and now they're not your friend any longer, and you won't see it ever again. You know, so anyway, whatever. Here we go. Remember, the judgments deal with things and people. You're in judgment. So here we go. And then you also got the word pray and pray. So, you know, is you're praying to something outside of yourself, or even internally praying to something, then you become prey to what you're praying to. So, remember, source energy doesn't communicate to you. So here we go. Think of your judgment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. Okay, back to you.
Okay. So a listener who was obviously on the alien Android hardware removal call wrote in a suggestion that they recommend to follow up with those healings to do the robotic clearing. What do you think of that idea, Ron?
Yeah, very, very good. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and what I started to look it up. What exactly is the is it called the robotic clearing?
Might be on the alien attack page.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, that's always a good idea. Okay. Oh, we got in a lot of emails there while we were chatting. Let me see here. Somebody already sent in a video. Arizona meteor, first video shows stunning flash across the night sky. And it's, let me see, I have the link here. I don't know if it came from YouTube. No, it came from a different website. RT Question More. Okay, very interesting. A meteor flared across the sky over Phoenix, Arizona, Thursday morning, reportedly waking many residents from their slumber with the sound of a loud bang as it passed. Locals took to social media to question what the noise was. Others confirmed it was a meteor streaking through the sky.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy.
Well,
of course. Well, clones don't believe anything, so they satisfied the 90% clones here.
Wait, I'm sorry, Ron. What did you say just then? I missed it.
Yeah, they satisfied the 90% of the clones that are here. Remember, clones only want.
Oh, okay.
They're just seeking data. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. Remember, their memory banks need to be filled up with something, so they probably got satisfied. Oh.
Okay. I know what you mean. They just want some way to understand it.
Yep.
And if whatever they hear, they'll just go along with that.
Yep.
Okay. Somebody who is in the time-traveling special forces said that they had a dream about it. There was a huge display of many different alien races in the sky, and surrounded by an agenda of enslavement, and they're giving us their form of free will. And they escaped, but in order to leave, they had to have a password. So We don't think that's the case, right, Ron? I mean, when you release the aliens, they just go.
They don't have
passwords.
Now, there are things being hunted down now. So I don't know if that's how active that is right now as far as that. But, yeah, the last week has been kind of like that where, now with the ones that would like to leave here if they don't have any corruption. But that's, I don't see, maybe that could be sort of correct, but the ones that I release are normally out of here. Those are the ones that we, free the enslaved, trapped aliens here. Oh, back to you.
I know you've said, Ron, it's not really appropriate to read emails about people's dreams because we don't want to put people on timelines and it's usually mind energy. But some people now that are in the special forces are really seeing things that are going on. Isn't that right?
That is correct. What I release here on the programs is that's already taken care of. What could be going on in the Beyondo could be completely different. I would say that's probably, that feels pretty much correct.
Yeah.
So they have a way to maybe to come and go momentarily.
Right.
That's what it looks like to me.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. Sorry, Ron. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's good.
Another helpful listener, thank you very much, wrote in, there is a robotic/mechanical body program clearing available on the website. I kind of thought there was another one. It's for 1 month. So do you recommend both those, Ron, or do you think that the monthly alien clearing is more effective after the Android call?
Boy, that robotic one might be very interesting. It might be good to maybe, last a month and maybe start it a week before the call and see what happens or something.
Okay. I'm just going to go in there and see if there's a written description. It's 1 month usage, and it does have an option for unlimited. It's only $100, but no, there's no description really of it as sometimes we find there are. But I guess we get it. It's kind of understood. Okay.
That one speaks volumes.
Yes. Yes, so that's a great idea. I could see that really feeling good. All righty. We have people requesting they're saying the song. It's not exactly a song. But the music, someone put music to you clearing the aliens out. Okay. Here we go. Okay, you have talked about that special material that people can put up, I'm forgetting it, Reflectix, and also that how some people have used tinfoil to protect themselves a little bit from mind transmissions and from, you know, alien attacks. So someone is asking, if you have a hat with foil on it, does it protect from radio waves from cell towers?
I would say possibly, yeah. You'd have to try it. I remember maybe 10 years ago, in New York, one of our I think he moved away, but he was a taxi cab driver, and he knew about being under attack and stuff. So he took his baseball hat, and which is what he drove or had on his head, and then he sat in his hat. So that helped out a lot.
Well,
just give it a try. Well, you know, what he had was like, you know, aluminum foil. This happened. The other stuff may work, too. May want to put it, wherever it is around you or something. I don't know, make it kind of warm. But, it can't help. You might want to put it on your headliner of your vehicle if you can do something to maybe put it up there some way, or maybe take your headliner down maybe, I don't know, and put it up higher. It might help. You know, just be creative. You know, you want to just try it and see. Figure out some way to attach it to the, you know, the headliner of your vehicle. Some way, you know, you don't want to get tape that ruins your headliner, naturally. But you may want to figure out some way to do something just temporarily to hold it in place and see if you feel better driving around. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody is asking, and I thought you could perhaps talk about these a bit. Someone is asking if you want to do the recurring event healing. There's also a recurring event barcode, and do you recommend which one to do first? And maybe you could just talk about those two, Ron, for the new listeners. Ron?
Yeah, if you have like this theme of your life that's going on, and maybe it happens every year, every couple years, and you kind of know when it's happening, and maybe you dread the month of, just say, July or something, and you go, oh, yeah, every 4th of July kind of brings back memories or something. And sure enough, you know, I always hurt myself on the 4th of July or something. And so that means that you do have this reoccurring event, a problematic situation. So the barcode might be what you want to get off of you because that's bringing it to you. Now, the other one, so that's the barcode. The other one is the problematic event, marrying, where things happen kind of all the time to you, not necessarily maybe once or twice a year. So like once or twice a year situation would be the barcode, and the other one would be just stuff happens to you, you know, reoccurring event, problematic situation, I think is what it's called. And that's just things that happen to you in general, and you don't know when it's going to happen, but you go, yep, it happened again, you know. I lost that $5 bill out of my wallet. I don't know where it went, you know. And 2 months later, up, I lost $5 again. So you know that something's going on that you have no control over, but yet it's involved with you. So that's why you would do that one. So you kind of want to look at it and see if it does happen in a timely manner. Does, then that's the barcode. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody wrote in, I've had, this is something I've never heard of before, I've had particular aliens haunting me for the past year or so. So they see a color, Ron, and that's how they know. Like we talk about, have talked a lot about people see numbers. So this person knows they're under attack when they see a certain color. And they're asking if you have a suggestion as to how to clear a color situation that's a trigger.
Hmm. Well, I put that color in the keyword intercept. And maybe on your natal chart also, you know, your natal clearing. They're tagging you with the color. But you know that when you see that color, an event's going to happen. So that's what I would do.
It is basically just like you've talked before about when people see, you know, certain numbers, and usually they're repetitive. I won't even say what they are. Everyone knows. that's just a sign like the aliens are going, you know, we got you. And now you've suggested, which I think makes everyone feel so much better and more powerful, to put on the help enslave aliens release when you do see your numbers or your, or in this case, when he sees this color.
Yep, okay, do that, and you know, like, and then you know, the keyword intercept. Do that one, alien keyword intercept. That's a free clearing, and see if that helps you. If it helps you somewhat, then do that same color in your natal clearing. Middle barcode.
Yes.
They've had it for a long time, and now you just recognize what's going on. And the aliens could have blocked your mind. I mean, you've been seeing, just say, the color pink, right? And you've been seeing pink through your whole life, off and on, and situations happen to you, but you really don't remember too many of them because they're blocking your mind. They're taking away the program, so you're not going to be able to see the history, possibly. But you know, if you saw it, now they know that you can go on the website and get rid of it. So they don't want to, you know, have you do that. So they kind of take all the information out of you, give you a mind swipe. And then from there, you know, when you start seeing it now, you know, you can do the, you know, those two clearings. And one of them is free. And that might head it off at the pass there. So back to you.
Okay. So a person is asking here about the baptism healing and the religious indoctrination versus the God plane, which is cleared on the timeline crashes. How are they related and different, and do you have an order that you suggest they're done?
No real order, just do them. They are a little different, but, you know, the baptism ties you up to darkness. So you may want to do that one first, and then
okay.
Do the other one.
Okay.
Alien baptism clearing. And even if you haven't been baptized in this lifetime, remember your ancestors probably have been. So you're still carrying the DNA. So back to you.
Right. Okay. So the person that wrote in about the color being that trigger asks, do I write seeing red or just red, for instance?
Well, you're going to be, you can do it either way. Remember, you are seeing red, but you're also seeing green and white and everything else. But you have to see it in order to get the color, to perceive it. So, you know, you could put down the color red.
You know, on the, I just remembered, on the Skin Aura clearing, which is wonderful, they have, there's a clearing for things you've seen that you want to obviously stop seeing. So that might help.
Yes, it could. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So, again, we're getting near the end of the show. I just want to remind everybody, first of all, tomorrow there's another show, which try to get on live at 7 p.m. on BBS Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific time, and there will be a trip to Creation Lightship where you can receive a physical healing. Then on June 18th, that's a Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, Ron will be doing another Android hardware removal call. It'll be about 2.5 hours, so it'll end around 12:30 that day. It costs $30. You make a donation on Ron's website on the lower left and send Ron your receipt, and he'll send you back the phone number and the PIN number that you need. Then also on Monday, June 27th, after the 4 o'clock radio show, so that'll be at 5:15 Pacific time, Ron is doing the Wonderful Body Organ Restoration Call. That call is going to be $50, and you pay for that the same way, which is through the donation button. And, boy, that's a really lot of healing you do for us, Ron, for only $50. So I can't recommend that highly enough, both of them. It's going to be a very healing, wonderful month. Yes, and tomorrow is we'll celebrate the people's birthday, whoever has a birthday in the month of June. So I hope you'll all join us and be on the show again. And then, boy, this show went fast, Ron. It's really time to say goodbye.
Well, everybody, let's do the mind a heart drop. Let's say this out loud, which is, I now command my spirit, you can say it now, to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And here we go. And we count from 10 to 1 backwards, so feel the energy dropping, the thoughts. Number 10 would be your head, and number 1 is your heart. So here we go. We'll do this 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you're peaceful. Remember, when you're in peace, you can't think. You're not thinking about programs. So aliens don't want you as much, we'll say. So become peaceful. And do this many times, you know, 6 times a day or so. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners. And see you on tomorrow's BBS program. Good night, everybody.
Bye.